Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is heard on 2 stations in Ohio and Virginia, as well as Brunswick, Georgia, St. Augustine, and Jacksonville, Florida. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities, and we sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donation button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention Radio.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about a subject today, hope for the new year. Hope for the new year. If you'd like to join this dialogue and discussion, Bible study on the word hope, you can do so by dialing 904-831-0917. Your telephone call goes direct through to the studios, right to our microphone, so that we can entertain your question, comments, discussion on this subject today. I'm looking at one writer that says, in discussing the word hope in the secular sense, says, I hope Daddy gets home early. This literally means I don't have any certainty at all that Daddy will get home on time, but I desire that he will do so. Another statement, our hope is that Jim will arrive safely. That means if you look at it secular, from the secular word, we don't know if he'll arrive at all or if he'll get home, but we desire that he will. Another illustration that this writer gives, a good tailwind is our only hope of arriving on time. That literally means a good tailwind will bring us to our desired goal, but we can't be sure of it that we'll get there on time. Ordinarily, this writer says, when we express hope, we're expressing uncertainty, but this is not the distinctive biblical meaning of hope. And the main thing this writer says I want us to understand is that the scripture does not talk about a hope so, but an absolute assurance when we use the word hope. In fact, the biblical dictionary meaning of the word hope is translated from the Greek text, ellipso, and it simply means there's no doubt attached to the word. Therefore, biblical hope is a confident expectation or assurance based upon a sure foundation for which we wait with joy and full confidence. In other words, there is no doubt at all about the fact or the subject when we talk about hope. So, ladies and gentlemen, what kind of confidence do you have for the new year? Where is your hope for the new year? We're talking about hope for the new year. Where's your hope? Where's your confidence? Where's your trust? Do you have hope and trust and confidence in the economy? Do you have hope or trust and confidence in the morals and ethics and values for 2023? Do you have hope and trust and confidence in the Biden administration doing anything that is morally and ethically and biblically correct? Do you have any hope that somehow, some way, things are going to change? If so, it is a displaced hope. We need to place our hope, our trust, our confidence in God and God alone. May I say to you, ladies and gentlemen, it is a living hope we discussed just a moment ago. And secondly, or fourthly, if you look at the items that we're talking about in this study today, hope in the Lord will renew our strength.
Amen.
There's another word that's called in the Hebrew text in Isaiah 40, verse 31. Isaiah 40, 31, it talks about waiting. And that word wait is in the Hebrew text, same word we find in the parallel text for the word hope in the New Testament. It means to trust place our confidence in. Pastor, if you have that verse in Isaiah 40, 31, it's a wonderful, wonderful study in Amen. And of itself. Read that for us.
Amen. It said, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Listen at all those promises in that one verse.
Amen. And
my God.
And the key to it is, notice the key to it there, Pastor, but they that wait, that is hope, trust, put confidence, notice, upon the Lord. We've got to place our faith and trust and hope and confidence in the Lord. And the outflowing result of that, the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint.
Amen.
That's some pretty powerful promises.
Amen. Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
But there's a key to it, as we said, is that hope, that trust, confidence in the Lord.
Amen. Amen. And it's not wishful thinking.
No, no.
Dr. Youngblood,
no.
Again, I'm hoping that somebody is catching this.
Yes.
Because maybe your faith has not been so strong, especially lately, since we see so many mysterious things happening in life that we've never seen before.
Right, right.
We never expected for the USA to be where it is today.
Right.
But we have to know and understand, because the Word of God has to be fulfilled. My friend, if you are living here, it's going to fulfill upon you.
That's right.
But you have to know and understand that in spite of the fulfillment of God's Word, He has also promised to take care of you.
Amen.
So if that's the case, my friend, then don't panic. Huh?
Amen.
Don't live in anxiety. You know, sometimes we are over anxious about a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes our minds wander away. And I heard so many say, this little pea brain that we have can't hold all of that knowledge that God has about everything. Because if He told you how many molecules were in or one part of oxygen in the air that you are breathing, you can't even consider that. You can't even receive that.
Impossible.
But we have to know that whatever it is for us to know, God has given us that in His Word. I don't care to know anything else, Dr. Youngblood, but His Word.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need to know if God had a father. Where's His father and mother? Mm-hmm. You know, so many people minds wander in places.
They come up with what I call idiot questions.
Amen. Amen. Well, it shouldn't be. I mean, we shouldn't be worried about
right.
all of that.
Right.
Only thing we need to be concerned with as His people on today is, what did God have to say about it? And if God said it, that settles it. I don't need to know anything else.
Amen.
Amen.
And one of the things that I can add is kind of a footnote to that, Pastor Davis, is the fact that this hope in God, this trust, this confidence in God, as we talk about hope for the new year, it's not something that can be done one time and it's over. It's not something that we can say, well, first of the year, well, I hope God's in control. That is, I have confidence and trust that God's in control. That's all right. And with a statement, there's nothing wrong with that statement. But hope, that's trust, confidence in the Lord, ought to be renewed every day.
Amen.
Psalm 71 and verse 14 says this, but I will hope continually and will yet praise thee more and more. The psalmist, whom I believe was David.
Amen.
David said, I'm going to hope, place my trust, my confidence in the Lord continually. I believe, ladies and gentlemen, it's something that we need to do is constantly, continually trust in the Lord, placing our trust, our confidence, our faith, our hope in Him, and that will bring praises to our lips, regardless of the circumstances, regardless of the political plight upon society, regardless of the weakness that we see in our military today, regardless of what's happening with the CDC and the FDA and the IRS, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. We need to constantly, every day, place fresh, new hope, trust, confidence each and every day.
Amen.
In
Amen.
The work of the Lord and what God's going to do.
Well, you know, Dr. Youngblood, as we read and examine the Word of God even the more,
mm-hmm.
we will find out where we can put our hope at the more.
Yes.
That will cause us to hope the more
yes.
when we read and study. Now, I can't remember. I've lost count. And I've been saved going on 38 years now and in the ministry.
Mm-hmm.
I can't count how many times I've read this Bible from cover to cover.
Mm-hmm.
But I know it's over 10. possibly 50, because I love the Word of God. Amen. I just love reading and studying.
Amen.
But each time I read it, I'm always finding another nugget.
Brand new.
And I said, I know I've read this before. How come I didn't see this the first time?
It jumps off the page, doesn't it?
Amen. So when I discover these things in that way, that gives me more hope.
That's right.
That strengthens the little bit of hope that I might have had before. Now I got more hope.
Hope, it's, that meaning trust, confidence, and faith, dependence upon
amen.
The Lord.
Amen. As this psalm writer just said in the verse that you read, my hope will continually increase in him the more I come to know his word. Now, listen, we want to challenge you today because 2 Timothy tells us to study to show thyself approved. And I can remember you going over that verse with us in class, telling us about the Greek word that goes there for approved, dokimos.
Dokimos, yes.
Amen. We need to show God that we are dokimos.
That's right, approved of God.
Once he approves of us, Dr. Youngblood, if God approves of you, if he set his stamp of approval upon you, there's nothing that you can't receive from him.
That's right. Amen. Amen.
But you have to show him that you know his word.
Right.
Now, that's what I get from that verse.
Right.
2 Timothy 3:16, 15 and 16, because it explains it in full.
Yes.
Amen. It tells me that I don't need to show the pastor. I don't need to show the deacons. Mm-hmm. I don't need to show anyone else in the church that I know the word. I need to show God that I know his word.
That's right.
And you show him by obeying.
And the word study connotes from that word study on the word study, labor, intensive labor that is put forth to study, that is labor, to show, to reveal that we're approved, dokimos unto God.
Amen. Amen.
It is a good thought that you have on that and good insight. Because as we go into the new year, and may I just pause at this moment and say that we wish for everyone listening a happy new year.
Amen.
A blessed new year. A new year filled with hope, that is trust, confidence in the Lord, dependence upon him.
Amen.
Our hope should be continual. We should continue to hope in, trust in, place our confidence in him. And also, our hope is the very foundation. Now, Pastor, read for us a text that most listening, if they're saved, they either know or they've heard the word, the verse, Hebrews 11:1. Hebrews 11:1. It sets the stage for the very foundation of all that we've said thus far. The very foundation is found in that text.
Amen. And it says here, now faith, that's right now, is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen.
So notice what the word says. Now faith, trust, confidence in the Lord, is the substance of things that's hoped for. Word hope means trust, confidence, assurance. So let's do this. Now faith is the substance of things that is we trust God for, that we have confidence in him for, and is the evidence of things that are not yet seen. So it is that hope is the very foundation of our faith. Hope is the very foundation, that is trust and confidence in the Lord is the very foundation. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, that's trusted in, confidence in, and the evidence of things not seen. We can't see it. We can't see the future. We can't see into 2023. We don't know what tomorrow will bring in relationship to good, bad, or indifferent, in the economy, in the military power, in the sicknesses or diseases that could very easily be proliferating in the year that's before us. We can't see into all of that. But ladies and gentlemen, the scripture says, now faith is the substance, that is that which can be counted on, of the things that are hoped for, that we have confidence in, that we trust God for, and the evidence of things not seen. We can't see the future, but we can faith and trust and place our confidence and our hope in the one that controls all of the future.
Amen.
That
Amen.
Is God himself. We can't trust government, but we can trust God. And may I say also, Pastor, that hope is not seen. Now that sounds a little curious. Read for our listeners Romans 8:24. It is a tie-in, if you will, to the text that we just read. Romans 8:24 is a verse that I think we all need to hold on to.
Amen. Says here, for we are saved by hope. But hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, why doth he yet hope for?
That's a good verse.
Amen.
That's a verse that is filled with truth. Hope is not hope if it is seen. In other words, if we're going to hope in God, it's our faith, our trust, our confidence. And as we read in the Hebrews 11 text, it is something that is not seen. It's the substance, but it's not seen. We can't see tomorrow. We can't see what God will do tomorrow, but we can place our hope, our trust, and our confidence in Him. It's our trust in Him, our confidence in the Lord. It is our trust and confidence in what He is going to do, not what we can do or what government will do. Ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 831-0917. I'd love to hear from you. What is your hope built upon? What kind of hope do you have for the new year? That word hope meaning trust, confidence, dependent upon the Lord. Do you place your hope, your confidence, and dependence upon government or upon God? I pray that you're placing your trust, your hope, your confidence in God and not government. I believe we have Terry on the line. Terry, go ahead with a question or comment, please.
Happy New Year coming up to you.
Yes, Happy New Year to you and your family.
Thank you so much.
I want to say I thank you so much for every word that was spoken so far, because my hope has came to pass today, and I believe you just saved my life.
Amen.
Amen.
And I thank you. And my husband, I know he loved me, but he didn't even know it. But I thank God for sending hope by faith, even in spite of, to keep the faith. Even when you think you can't move another step. And I say thank you and Happy New Year.
Thank you, Terry, so much for your
testimony. To you and yours.
Thank you so much for your testimony. It's a blessing, I believe, to all, each of us here today, and I believe to each of our listeners. And I am thankful that the broadcast and this word study on hope has been a blessing to you. And I pray that it will be that which can be sustained throughout the new year, as you continue to place your confidence, your trust, dependence upon the Lord. We can't depend on anything the world has to offer. We can't depend on anything the government says. We can't depend on what others may say. We can place our trust, our confidence, our total dependence upon the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God.
Amen.
And if God said it, that settles it. He's going to do
it. Yes. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you. God bless you, Terry.
Amen.
Have a happy, blessed new year. What a testimony. I'm thankful for that, Pastor.
Amen. Amen. Now, and I thank the sister for that, you know, because that came from her heart.
Yes.
I felt that.
Amen. That's right.
You know, so many are in that same situation, and some may be even a little bit worse, in a worse condition, yet they won't come forth with it the way that she did.
That's right.
You know, the older church mothers used to tell me back in the day that open confession is good for the soul.
Amen.
If we learn how to just put it on the table, pour our hearts out before God, do you know that He said in His Word, He already knows what you need before you even ask Him?
That's right.
You see, that's the kind of confidence.
That trust that we can
put
in God.
That we can put in our God, because He already knows all about it.
That's right.
I can remember when my mother passed away. That caused me, Dr. Youngblood, my hope to be dashed in a certain way because of the flesh.
Right.
But as I began to pray, the Lord spoke to my heart, and this is what I believe the Spirit was saying to me. God knows all about it. Jesus knows all about it because He had a mother too.
That's right. Amen. Good insight on that.
That was all I needed.
That's right.
And Dr. Youngblood, my world just brightened up.
Amen.
When that came to me in that way, my mother was gone on and she was saved. Mm-hmm. And I believe she's in heaven on today.
Amen.
Amen. And I want to be with Jesus and with her.
Amen.
One day.
Right.
In that sweet by and by, because He promised us that. Now, you see, this is what we're talking about on today. Now, the world says seeing is believing. Mm-hmm. But in God's kingdom, believing is seeing.
Amen.
It's just the opposite.
In fact,
so,
go ahead.
Amen. We have to learn that we can put our hope and our trust in God, because it's based on the confidence that he's not going, he doesn't have any reason to lie to us,
That's
Dr.
Right.
Youngblood.
No, no.
And I don't think he wants to mislead us in any way.
No.
So looking at it from that standpoint, we just want to encourage you to trust, keep your trust and your
keep
hope and
trust,
your confidence.
Faith
in him.
And confidence in God all year. All year. In
Amen.
Fact, the text we read a moment ago in relationship to the Romans 8:24, one writer said this, biblical hope is built on faith. Hope is the earnest expectation that comes from believing something good from God. Hope is a confident expectation that naturally stems from faith. Hope is a peaceful assurance that something that hasn't happened yet will indeed happen. Hope must involve something that is yet unseen. Hope that is seen is not hope at all. Who hopes for what they have already seen?
Amen. Amen.
That's kind of a good understanding of the Romans 8:24. But ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about hope, and hope is something not just a passing feeling. We read a little early in Romans 5:3-5, where knowing that tribulation brings patience and patience brings hope. It is not a passing feeling. It's a fact. God said it, and that settles it. Knowing that tribulation, that word thlipsis means pressure, pain, problems, difficulties, darkness, danger, they bring patience into our lives. And that patience brings hope based on the experience that we've gone through. So as you're listening today, you can reflect back on what you've gone through all this year. It can either be a lesson born out of experience that brings hope, or it can be cast aside as just difficult times.
Amen.
I believe, Pastor, that as Christians, we grow through those things that we experience, and those things that we experience, according to Romans 5:1-5, in particular verses 3, 4, and 5, those things that we experience brings patience, and that patience then develops that constant expectation called hope.
Amen.
As we trust in God.
Amen. Well, Dr. Youngblood, if we look back through the process of time in the book of Exodus, how many things had to happen in the life of Moses before he came to have confidence in God?
That's right.
Many things had to happen. First, he had to send him on the backside of the desert. And I'll remind you that when he came back from the backside of the desert, he was still less than 100 years old.
That's right.
So, through the time that he lived, from the time that he left Egypt, after y'all know the story, he slew an Egyptian and hid him in the sand, and he fled for his life.
Right.
Because somebody saw him. Mm-hmm. And he went on the backside of the desert and stayed out there all those years and came back. God had ministered to him and made him a vessel ready to be the one to bring his people out of slavery in Egypt.
He was in the seminary called Desert.
Amen. Amen. So, for that reason, now, I just want you to take this. Amen. Look at the things that happened in his life and realize that you might be going through some things right now in your life, but it's all designed to bring you into a closer walk with God.
Amen.
Because you have to experience something first before you can come to know him in the power of who he really is.
Amen. And that is the thing that we want to kind of start wrapping up on. We should hold fast our faith. Hold fast our faith. Hebrews 10:23. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, that is, without doubting. We need to understand that hope is a gift from God. We cannot just somehow muster it up. Hope, is our confidence, our trust, our faith in God. And we're invited today to place our hope, our trust, our confidence in the Lord without fail and without faltering. In fact, in 1 Peter 3:15, it's a text that we will read, Pastor Davis. 1 Peter 3:15, read that for us. Every believer is called on to do this. Listen carefully, ladies and gentlemen. Every believer is called on to do exactly what 1 Peter 3:15 says.
Amen. But it says here, but sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear.
That is a fascinating verse.
Amen.
We need to be ready, ladies and gentlemen, hear me, in this new year, as we're going to the new year, need to be ready to give an answer for the hope. That word hope, again, means trusting, confidence, expectation. What is the reason for your hope, your trust, your confidence, your expectation that's in you? We need to be really willing and ready to give a testimony, an answer, as to what brings that about. And the answer is because we've said yes to Jesus Christ as Savior and as Lord. So, ladies and gentlemen, this new year, we'd like to say in our final statements today, hope, trust, confidence in the Lord. Share this with others. Let others know why you've placed your faith, hope, and confidence in the Lord. Pastor, there's a whole litany. In fact, throughout the Scripture, Old and New Testament, there's almost 100 verses that deals with the word hope.
Amen.
That means trust, confidence, and dependence upon the Lord. So may I challenge you, ladies and gentlemen, to place your total trust, total confidence, total hope in the Lord and nothing else, not in government, but in God. Psalms 39:7 says, my hope is in thee. Psalms 42:5 says, hope thou in God. Trust, confidence, faith in God. Jeremiah 17:7, blessed whose hope the Lord is. Proverbs 13:12, hope deferred makes the heart sick.
Amen.
So that literally is saying, Pastor, if you have trust, confidence in the Lord, and you defer that faith, trust, and confidence in the Lord, it can make the heart sick, that is sad because of a lack of hope, trust, and confidence in the Lord. 1 Corinthians 13:13, now abideth faith, hope, and charity. That abiding faith, hope, and charity is as a result of a relationship to God through Jesus Christ as Savior and as Lord. Colossians 1:27 says, Christ, the hope of glory.
Amen. Amen.
It is Jesus Christ that gives us the hope, the trust, the confidence of glory. Now, I don't know about you, ladies and gentlemen, but I have that hope, that trust, that confidence, that endurance, and the realization and the recognition because of saying yes to Jesus Christ as Savior and as Lord, that one day I will spend eternity with Him as Savior and as Lord throughout all of eternity, being able to love Him and serve Him and honor Him as King of kings and Lord of lords.
Amen.
And then, Pastor, in 1 Timothy 1:1, the Scripture says, Jesus Christ, who is our hope?
Amen.
It is Jesus Christ that is the only hope that we have.
Amen.
And so, ladies and gentlemen, if you have your hope built on anything other than Jesus Christ, it's built on sinking sand. Pastor, take the last few seconds and wrap us up.
Amen. In the words of Hebrews chapter 10 and verse number 35, it says, cast not away therefore your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. In other words, amen, what we have said on today, we certainly hope that that have cemented your confidence in God, that you will learn how to trust and hope in Him as well for the coming new year that we are about to face. So we want to say we love you and happy new year to each and every
amen.
One of you.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on the broadcast today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
Jacksonville, Florida, located 1 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly 9 to 10 for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with them. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE.